and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. House of Representatives passed billions in aid for Ukraine and Israel after months of struggle. Next is the Senate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific, to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Because he worked with Democrats, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat of being removed as House Speaker.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials in Thailand say about 1,300 people have fled from eastern Myanmar and into Thailand as fresh fighting erupted at a border town that has recently been captured by ethnic guerrillas. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Fighters from the Karen ethnic minority last week captured the last of the Myanmar army's outpost in and around Myawati, which is connected to Thailand by two bridges. Police say the latest clashes were triggered when the Karen guerrillas launched an attack against Myanmar troops who were hiding near the second Thai Myanmar Friendship Bridge, a major crossing point for trade with Thailand. The fall of Myawati is a major setback for the military that seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. London police apologize after threatening to arrest an openly Jewish man near a pro-Palestinian protest. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The man's name is Gideon Falter, the chief executive of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. He was wearing a traditional Jewish skullcap when he was stopped by police while trying to cross a street near a group of protesters. In a video posted by the campaign group, an officer told Falter he was worried that his presence risked provoking the demonstrators. London's Metropolitan Police later clarified that being Jewish is not a provocation, and they wish for Jewish residents to feel safe in the city. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Venezuela's main opposition coalition has agreed to unite behind former diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez as its challenger to President Nicolas Maduro in this July 28th election. The bloc acted Friday, just one day before the deadline to formalize its candidate. The coalition, known as the Unitary Democratic Platform, says the decision was reached unanimously by the bloc's 10 parties. The opposition group needed to replace its first candidate, Maria Corina Machado, who easily won a primary organized by the bloc in October, but was barred by the government from running. The Biden administration on Wednesday reimposed crushing oil sanctions on Venezuela, criticizing Maduro's crackdown on the opposition before the election. Friday marked the 29th anniversary of the devastating Oklahoma City bombing. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
29 years later, federal officials have marked the anniversary of the terrorist attack that killed 168 people in Oklahoma City. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was among the crowd that held a memorial marked by 168 seconds of silence.
The pain that the Oklahoma City community felt that day will never leave us.
Deputy Homeland Security Advisor Caitlin Derkovich told survivors and loved ones of the victims of the April 19, 1995 bombing that federal officials are resolved never to allow such an attack to happen again. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt says the lessons about hate learned from the bombing should be used to address what he called the political vitriol of today. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a huge win at a Volkswagen plant in the U.S. state of Tennessee, where workers will now be represented by the union. The UAW won a stunning 73% of the vote after losing two elections there in the past decade. That is giving the UAW hope of making broader inroads in the U.S. South, the least unionized part of the country. The union's next target is two Mercedes-Benz plants in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where workers will vote next month on whether to join the union. Harry Katz, a labor relations professor at Cornell University, says other companies will be more aggressive than VW in fighting to prevent workers from unionizing. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.